here on New Jersey 101.5.
Good morning, guys. Great discussion, excellent topic, and it needs to be discussed intellectually and not emotionally, and I think that's what you guys are doing, and it's great that...
Well, sorry to disappoint you. We normally just scream and yell about stuff and rarely delve into...
Speaking of emotionally, the fact that that the Senate president was against it was total emotion. He never gave a good reason. No. He never gave a rational reason.
But
he
Sal,
just said, I don't want it.
Right. And I'm not even going to bring it up for a vote. But, Sal, your people, the gas station owners and retailers, would they want to try it? Do you think it's a good idea?
Well, you need to know just a little bit of history here.
Okay.
The answer to your question is yes. Today, by an overwhelming margin, my members would like to see the ban on self-serve removed. Historically, back in the 80s when this was first proposed in a serious manner, my organization and I, as at that time, owned a gas station. We were adamantly opposed to it for a number of market reasons that I won't get into in this discussion.
Okay.
And when we were opposed to it, this is something everybody needs to understand, that there's no way they can, because they can't reach back 30 years. The general public, the motorists, they were demanding it. We had one huge fight on our hand to get the legislature to continue banning it because motorists wanted it. And why did they want it? They looked at other states and saw a savings at the self-serve pump, and they were not adverse to pumping their own gas to save money. What's the difference today? The difference today is New York has a 40-cent higher gas tax than New Jersey. Pennsylvania has a 40-cent, almost 40-cent higher gas tax than New Jersey. So if we were on par with them tax-wise and the prices were all the same, believe me, motorists would say, hey, I want to pump my own gas. Let me save money.
So does that have anything to do with... Now, this, I'm starting to smell a little bit of a rat here. If the Senate president knew that eventually they're going to push through the gas tax anyway, does that have anything to do with the fact, and that our tax prices are going to be the same as those in New York and Pennsylvania? Does that have anything to do with the fact that he was adamantly opposed to it and he will not even hear about it?
We have a number of legislators that love the idea, including, I might add, female legislators. And
so what's the, we're still not finding out what?
Yeah, they won't push it because Senator Sweeney has...
Why?
I don't know. I've tried...
There's something... Is it a union thing? What is... There's got to be an ulterior motive.
It's going to hurt jobs.
It's not going to hurt.
I know.
Well, here's how it doesn't affect jobs. And to say that it won't affect it at all, that would be dumb. Because, yes, it will...
But the two-year pilot program, the two-year pilot program that was proposed gave a choice. And if we didn't like it after 2 years, it went away. A choice. So you still had full serve, but you had the choice of self-serve. What was...
We have never, ever proposed that it be mandatory only self-serve. Of course there has to be a choice.
So that wouldn't hurt.
So to try it for 2 years, there's... Dan, I don't know. There's something. There's something underlying this decision. I don't know what it is.
It's very important to understand from an employment point of view that as you drive in and out of gas stations all around the state, please take notice of all the pumps that are blocked by orange cones.
Why?
Those orange cones are there because we don't have an employee to be there.
Right.
Either we can't find the employee or we can't afford the employee. So that orange
so this would be perfect.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying he knows. I don't know what his ulterior motive is, but there is one.
Print on those orange cones, Sal. Pass self-serve gas. Call Steve Sweeney and list his number at the bottom of the cone.
I may take you up on that.
All right, Sal. Thank you so much for your time. Sal Rizzovato, Executive Director of the New Jersey Gasoline Retailers Association.
Bye.
Thank you, Sal.